Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers Podcast. Tuning in your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
Welcome to episode 73, going into the new year.
New year.
New year, new me. No,
we talked about this last episode. We talked about that shit last podcast. But we are starting off the year, because this is going to go into 2020, right?
We're recording this on New Year's Eve.
Gotcha. Yeah. We want to do something special for this episode, you guys. Instead of doing the normal talking, we got some creativity from our recent episode that we did when we were drinking milkshakes from Cookout. Because, like, you know what? Let's support local businesses, minority businesses, and let's go out and get some dank from the dankery and Eat it on the podcast.
Is it a mukbang?
No. I mean, it's not really a mukbang. It's not really a mukbang, but, you know, it's definitely us just eating in front of the camera and just showing what great food is in Durham.
It's in Durham.
How I said, the Dankery, yo. Thank you, guys. We need a sponsor, maybe. I'm just kidding. But, please, you know, go check this place out. It's good. It's in downtown Durham. It's a food truck. It's bomb. It's a black-owned business, so you definitely need to go out and support this. Do you want to jump into the food?
Let's do it, man. I'm starting.
Hey, brought the fork out.
The forks.
Forks. I always do
this. They're hot.
It was on the bag.
You're right. All right.
I'm ripping this bag open. Fuck it. You gonna get the waters?
Oh, yeah. We got the bottle. No.
The bottle.
Bro. Was this one mine? Oh my. You do not understand the aromas in this room right now.
My God. yo.
Before we bite into it.
Short
crowd.
Let's go.
You go to the dank.
Oh boy.
They get something like this.
Oh man. It's looking juicy.
They got burgers. They got all that good
stuff. All the good stuff. All right.
What did you get?
I got the same thing as you, basically, but with steak queso fries instead of just lemon pepper fries. But I don't know about you, man, but I'm digging in. Sorry, you guys. We might do more eating than eating. We might do more eating than talking, but.
Lemon pepper.
Boy.
So I got lemon pepper fries. With tenders. And they call it a dank sauce. You said it's new?
I got the same stuff. Except I didn't get lemon pepper fries. We got steak queso fries. So when's the first time we went to the dank, bro?
Probably a year ago.
Right. And this business has they definitely stepped up their game.
Your water's right there.
Oh. But first time,
spicy to this.
Right.
You know what would be good right now?
What?
Some of that salsa Valentina from last episode.
Let me show you something. But let's talk about the business though. The wait time to get your food used to be from an hour to like 2 hours.
Really?
Don't you remember?
I was kind of confused with the whole process of how to like make an order too.
Yeah.
But, you know, as time progressed, he made that better.
Definitely, but I used to be a fanatic of I still am, but Buffalo Ranch. I always got Buffalo Ranch because I didn't want to try different flavors. But then one of the employees at the Dank encouraged me to try the Dank sauce. Hey, never looked back in my life.
Best decision of my life. You got grease dripping down your chin, bro.
Oh, bro.
No.
Oh, fuck. But it's been an amazing business. I'm happy to support a black-owned business in the 919. And I'll always be happy about that. Always.
It's just mad dope to see the amount of growth that your restaurant has had. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Awesome. Not only that, you're young. You're from our generation. Happy about that. Very happy about that.
That was worth the wait, bro. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was only 20 minutes. But he used to deliver in his car, and he used to cook out his grandparents' garage. Now he has a food truck, and that's a ton of business.
Mm-hmm. Is that good? Is that the ton? Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hmm. What? How cool.
This is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need the fork, man.
Bro, no, you'll need it for the fries. Well, my fries.
I'm eating my fries with my fingers.
Nah, bro, I'm gonna need it. But.
Yeah, because you got the steak for me.
Right. What do you think are some things that we have improved, that we're still struggling, or anything about this year with the Bull City Pioneer podcast, bro?
Right. So I guess, you know, we said we were recording this on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. So we want to take this episode as a moment to kind of, you know, reflect on what we've done this year.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about what we want to do as well in the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like we mentioned in the last episode, we probably have mentioned it like every other episode and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we've had our ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of ups and downs this year. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest wins, honestly, is just that we're still here, you know? We're still, like, mm-hmm. trying our best to do what we do. Make content for you guys and entertain you guys and hopefully, you know, get a like or two.
Right.
Smash that like button.
Right. Maybe one or two more subscribers.
Mm-hmm. We started off the year strong, too. So 2019, we started off in, like, a dope-ass studio place, mm-hmm. Shadowbox Studios.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind using it again because it has some dope-ass lights.
Hell yeah, for photo shoots and an episode. But it got pricey fast. I can easily say that. It got so expensive so fast. But, you know, being in Shadowbox Studio, it definitely made me dream about having your own podcast soon. I mean, our own studio soon. And how the hell have you only eaten one tender and I already ate three? Damn. Okay.
You were hungry, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bro. Let me savor my dank food. I'm gonna savor this food.
But,
Oh.
Sorry. I dreamt of having my own studio, our own studio, and now we have it. It's not the ideal studio, of course. It's a tiny studio, but it's better than nothing. We're not out in the cold, and it's ours, so we have control of it.
Hmm. You mentioned this before, too. I think it's crazy how, like, so we've been doing this for almost 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy to even say that too, anyway,
right.
In itself.
Right.
But like, you mentioned before that it was interesting how every winter we've ended up outside, but like right in the nick of time we managed to find somewhere where we could like go in for the winter and be able to make episodes indoors.
We're eternally grateful for that. And some of the people that we want to shout out due to their, you know, hospitality is Shanita from the clubhouse that we used to record at. Waco from Waco Productions. He let us use his garage as our studio.
Earlier this year.
Right. Before this studio. And he's the one that really pushed us to get our own studio. Like, he gave us like a small pep talk. And that really pushed us to, you know, grab onto our balls and do some shit about this, you know what I mean?
All right.
I don't know about you, but I'm still happy and grateful that we have a place, even though it's very small.
I am too, bro. My mom's just probably,
bro. And it's in the middle of nowhere. Definitely. And it's kind of hard. It's probably going to be hard for people to find.
Yeah.
For sure. Which is okay.
The people who've been wanting to get on the podcast are probably thinking like, oh, I don't know if I want to go there anymore. Bro, it's in the middle of nowhere.
It's okay. You don't bite.
No, but we've been doing like, if you've been keeping up with us, we've been doing like solo episodes for the longest now.
For a while. Yeah.
So we're planning on doing, you know, guest episodes too, bringing people on very, very soon.
It's just when you start from zero at a studio, there's so much shit that you have to take care of. And it's been time consuming for sure. And like a lot of problem solving for sure.
Yeah. And even outside, when we were outdoors, we didn't want to like bring people outside like we used to, you know?
Right, because it was getting cold and...
Wanted to give people a fair chance to, you know, talk about their story in an environment where it was actually appealing.
Right, there you go. That's the difference.
Oof. Heartburn. Oof. Heartburn.
Oh shit, come on, man.
You're definitely gonna finish before me.
Oh yeah. For sure.
You know, that means you just gotta watch me eat.
I'm about to tackle your ass and get my...
Oh shit.
Take your food, you know, buddy.
Oh shit.
I'm gonna be honest with you, sometimes I can't, I don't finish my steak queso fries and give it to my little sister. Today is not one of those days.
So, going into the new year, like we mentioned last episode, people tend to, you know, make those New Year's resolutions and they don't stick to them. We wanted to talk about what we wanted to do.
What we want to stick to. We make sure we stick to.
Well, first of all, staying consistent. Obviously, that's number one. Number two.
Which, honestly, we've done a pretty good job of, considering we've had so many hiccups. We still kept consistent and uploaded episodes.
Number two.
And we did miss a couple days, but it's totally fine.
Number two.
Done.
I forgot what number two was. Damn it. What the fuck?
I know it's about to look disgusting, but I like doing it. I like licking this napkin.
Wait, this looks wax paper.
The same thing. But I'll lick this.
What was number two? Tell me what number two was.
Shit.
Consistent. Oh! You're making love to that thing. What the? Number two. Definitely reach out to more of our like Spanish speaking audience, you know, because we did that. Did we do more like Spanish speaking in our episodes rather than the one that we did recently?
We haven't, sadly.
But didn't we do like some promos in Spanish?
No, we did not. No, dang. We should probably do that today.
Do a promo in Spanish?
Hell yeah! Sorry, you guys, I'm being a pig, but hey, I haven't even eaten lunch or dinner. Oh yeah, definitely.
This is dinner.
Well, you know.
Good.
Bro, we'll see.
What else do you want to go on, bro?
Having more guests on the episode, on the podcast. For sure.
More guests that align with
our frequency.
Ooh. I'm not trying to just skimmer game, but we can't have just anybody on the podcast. You know what I mean?
Oh, that hurt. That went down slow.
Boy, you are a rookie, my guy. Done?
No, but you can't lie. Finish. This is like heavy food.
I wouldn't say heavy.
This is heavy food.
I wouldn't say heavy. I would say it's more medium weight food.
Done. And I tried to... Whatever.
King has eaten.
Which is a dank sauce.
Dank sauce. That was...
The dankery.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Hector. I am still... I should have gotten two plates.
You did that before, didn't you? The last time I went, like, in a friend group.
Oh.
You got two boxes for yourself, didn't you?
No. I didn't get two boxes. But
that was your plan, though.
That was my plan.
Because one of us didn't get anything, so you were like, you can just have some of mine.
Right.
I think that's what you did.
Right, yeah. But yo, that was so good. That was such a good food, man. Oh my God.
I totally forgot we were recording.
I'm trying to go back
so focused on this food.
Right. I'm trying to go back to the name, get a second plate. Just kidding.
Let's do it.
Broke boy with $1 million mindset. I ate, I'm full, I'm good. Don't waste no more money on food.
I don't normally like eat out. That's why it feels kind of heavy for me.
I don't usually eat out either. Yeah.
Like I had Burger King earlier this week. That's because I had to. I didn't really have a choice.
Right.
All I got was a chicken sandwich and some fries, and this stuff, like, it hit me, bro.
It hit you? Hell no, bro. I'm a heavy eater. I eat a lot of food. I have a deep stomach, basically. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I need to eat food to actually get full. What it feels like, you know, like I'm full, I'm good, like I can go on with my day. It's a bad thing and a good thing. That means that I can eat a lot of healthy food, but that means I can also eat a lot of garbage. Not garbage food, but soul food. You know, unhealthy food is what I'm trying to say. So, you know, that's definitely a thing. You know what I ask? How often does an owner of a restaurant eat its own food? How often do you think the owner of the den eats his own food?
I feel like you would have to. Like, make sure it tastes good.
Nah, I don't
think. It's gotta taste good to him, too.
Right. But, you know.
Because it'd be kind of weird, you know.
Right.
If you're the owner of a restaurant, you don't even like the food that you make. Like, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. I mean, I know he definitely loves this food because he invented, you know, the Danks menu, but I don't think he eats it, you know, a lot. You know what I mean?
Mm.
There's no way he eats it a lot.
That would be a question to ask, you know?
The dude looks athletic. He looks healthy. He does not eat this on a daily basis. I know that for a fact.
But I mean, you don't see like the Duke basketball team, like, you know what I mean? Like, they come and eat at his restaurant.
Right. You're right. But yeah, that's also one thing. There's been a lot of famous people that have gone to the Dank and ate, especially athletes, which is crazy.
It you is know that means?
What?
Healthy.
It's healthy. If athletes can eat it, we can eat it. And it's healthy. It's healthy. No, I'm just kidding. But what was something else we had on the list?
Oh, but I was gonna say when you were talking about restaurant owners like eating their food. You remember one of our buddies, Mr. Johnny from Johnny's Pizza.
Right.
He would do a lot of videos and stuff about him like comparing his pizzas and stuff to other pizzas, and
which is awesome. Yeah. That's definitely, I feel like that's something that restaurant owners should do, just to compare their food, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, I know, you know, the Dank seems perfect, but there has to be some things that could improve. There's always room for improvement. I mean, unless you're like the top dog, you know what I mean? But there's always room for improvement for sure.
For sure.
But you know, that's one thing that's, I mean, you can apply that to everything. There's always room for improvement in business,
right,
in skills, in sports, and in, you know, everything. Yeah. I feel like.
Well, I guess we can like talk about this individually. Where
right.
Do you, like, where do you think that you've grown from starting this?
All right, me, I've definitely became more mature in the fact of, in the form of me just not giving three flying fucks what people think about me, you know what I mean? I don't know about this, but, you know, when you were younger, you would probably be like, oh, I don't care what people, you know, well, no, you'd be like, oh, I can't go out to Walmart right now. I look dirty, or you know, you know what I mean. I don't look good. But now I'm just like, man, you know what, bro? I'll pull up to a fancy ass restaurant with some, you know, some Vans. You know what I mean? Or like pull up to Walmart and like, you know, after doing an oil change on my car, I just don't really care.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Right.
And hands all greasy.
Right. Like I don't really care about what people think of me as much anymore, unless you know it's an important thing. Another thing that I think I've grown is my mentality, as in I think that I have a much more mature mentality when it comes to business, money, and relationships, hands down. Like, you know, I'm learning how to create that balance, you know what I mean? And I'm loving it. I'm loving the process of learning how to create that balance. I'm not there yet. I haven't perfected it, but that balance is coming. And yeah, that's all. What about you, bro?
Me, honestly, bro, I feel like I've become a lot more.
Hey, bro, let me get a lemon pepper fry.
You want one?
I'll take one. Big ass fry. All right.
Stay tuned, it's my fucking life. No, but I honestly feel like, you know, this, even just this year, bro, I feel like I've just grown more socially, not socially aware, but just self-aware.
Right.
About who I am, who I am, where I am, and where I want to go.
Right.
I feel more confident in my skills, my, you know, my photography has grown
a lot.
Bro.
I still remember, man, you didn't know not one slick of photography when I used to be your photographer for Hectic Wear. I'd be like, bruh.
Yeah, this man used to take all my photos for the clothing brand.
Right. And I'd be like, oh, I'm so glad he doesn't know shit, because I don't need it.
That's good. That's
well,
good.
I knew some stuff, but I was just like,
that's a good mentality.
Like slowly, as I got out of high school, I was forgetting
how to work
a camera, and just because I was focused on other things and I wasn't like practicing my craft as much. Now it's not my craft. That, you know, I don't consider myself a photographer. I don't consider myself good at it.
No.
I know some elements of design, but I don't exercise it enough and practice, so I'm not up there anymore.
And
definitely.
I honestly only picked it up because, you know, there was those days where I wanted to do a shoot and you just weren't available. Like,
right.
So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna just do it. And that's how it started. Like, I just started liking it.
Mm-hmm.
But
and look what, you know, it's grown into a business, which is fucking crazy. It is damn crazy. Shoot, something that, you know, you started as a hobby, ends up as your business, and then it ends up as your mainstream of income, which is awesome. So,
but I feel like I've grown in that. One thing that I recently just started doing this month. I started reading again, like just books.
Oh, I mean,
because I stopped doing that earlier this year. I think it was earlier this year, probably. But you know, I would read those like entrepreneurial and self-help books and stuff like that. And then I eventually just got bored with it because I noticed that even if it's a topic that I enjoy reading, like, you know, we were talking about a couple episodes back, like, you'll read about and study stuff if you're actually interested in it.
Right.
Like, I would, I like books that I'm interested in, but I tend to find myself only being able to read a couple of pages before I start dozing off.
Right.
Regardless if I'm interested in it or not. I think it's just, you know, me sitting in silence and like reading in my head is what makes me really tired. So I more or less just started like buying audiobooks.
Right, that's what I was about to say. I was gonna say, have you tried audiobooks? And also,
I enjoyed. Huh?
Audiobook. Was that the name of the company?
No, it's Audible.
Audible. Hey, Audible.
Sports
sponsor. We need a sponsor. Where y'all at? But continue.
And I started reading this one book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Shit. Yeah. I've heard about it. And I've read a little bit of it.
And I've been wanting, like, it's been on my book list for the longest time. Mm-hmm. I just never got around to it because I stopped reading. But then I purchased the audiobook and I started listening to it, you know. I don't have the physical book, but it has, like, the pages on the app.
Right.
So I can read along.
Electronic version, e-book, basically.
But just, like, you know, doing something that you used to do that you know was good for you.
Right.
And also just helped you. It's good to come back to because you tend to see, like, stuff that you might have missed about, you know, the things that you like to do.
Mm. Right. I definitely, yeah, for sure. And one thing as well, man, is, it's like, that's kind of like the modern thing now, is just to read books. Because I know you're busy, I'm busy. It's much easier to read books through their audio versions than, you know, sitting down and... Although sometimes it's like a relaxing. Right, it's like a podcast. There you go. And I feel like that's where, you know, podcasts probably started. You know, probably, mm-hmm. I think. I wonder, when did podcasts start? When did they start producing? When did people start producing podcasts? I know it's been a minute. I know it's been years, but like, well, this year, it's definitely started popping this year.
You just want to know when the first podcast.
Right. And another thing, I don't know if you noticed this year, 2019, finally. But
3 minutes later.
This year, there was a small phase where everyone was trying to start a podcast. And everybody was trying to, you know.
I feel like people still are.
True. Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah. But when it started, I was like, bruh, y'all funny. Y'all were funny.
Y'all We've funny. Been on this for a minute now.
Nah, it's because No. You know what the funny shit is?
Well, it's just before.
Oh, thank you, sir. But you know what the funny shit is people would literally hate on us, but then would turn around and start their own podcast, and then they would go through our same struggles, and I just kind of like laugh in the background. You know what I mean,
bro?
Kobe. Ooh, boy.
Made it.
But yeah, I got you.
But we didn't talk about. Some tips, podcasting
tips. Tips.
So when we talked about like our goals and stuff, we wanted to also talk about maybe, you know, people who were, even though you were just bashing the people who were starting their own podcast.
Sorry. Well, no, I was bashing the people who were starting their own podcast after
from
hating.
From bashing people starting their own podcast.
No. Yeah, right. But from hating on us specifically, that's what I want to say, yeah.
But some tips. You know, if you want to start a podcast,
start
to this.
Oh,
nice. And you've been, we've been at this for a long time now. Even though, you know, we're still up and coming, we're still very small. We still have, you know, knowledge that other people can, like, you know, take from.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, we wanted to do a short little segment.
Right.
A handful of tidbits for people who wanted to start their own thing too.
I'll start it off. One thing. Start with what you have. Don't go out and buy fancy ass equipment. Start with what you have. Plan out your episodes. Plan out your podcast.
Structure
them before you start the podcast. You know, make a list of the things you want to talk about, and also declare your niche before niche. Before you start a podcast, choose a niche. How do you say it?
Niche.
Like, pick a niche and follow it. You know what I mean? Like people, you know, one thing that I've noticed is people don't know what they want their podcast to be.
Yeah.
You know, which is fine, but definitely declare your niche.
Because as you do it, you'll find like what it is that you actually like.
Right.
And then you'll see what people will gravitate towards your podcast. And then you can, you know, cater to that those people. And, you know, cater to them in a sense where you're not losing what it is that you want to talk about.
Right, and what you love to talk about.
You're catering to them, but still keeping it authentic to yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
I hope you know what I mean. But
second, I feel like it's easier for people to get comfortable, you know, doing podcasts when they don't have a visual component to it. Just start.
Oh, yeah.
I feel, well, for most people, in most cases, are not going to feel comfortable with being on camera unless you've already done, you know, content creating on the side before. But if you don't feel comfortable being in front of a camera, just do it through audio. Just record yourself doing it. And sometimes the best thing that people could do is have a co-host or have two other co-hosts. That's, you know, if you don't feel comfortable talking about by yourself all the time, then get a co-host and, you know, do what you gotta do.
That's true, bro.
What do you have?
I had one when you said about cameras and all.
A small tip that has worked for us is if you don't have like a something that's telling you how long you've been going on the podcast, have like a time. What we have is a computer. It turned off. I think it died. But we have a computer with the timer, and it just tells, it just rolls, and it tells us how long we've been recording, which is dope. You know, we have to keep up with time, because sometimes we want to do a shorter podcast, sometimes we want to do longer podcasts. But yeah, what else do you have?
Right now we're lost because we got turned off, so we don't
know
how we've been going. I was gonna say something when you said something about the fucking cameras.
All right, y'all. For all my crack addicts, a little break. I'm gonna crack my back. Oh. You probably didn't hear that. Totally fine. Sometimes they're louder than other times. But what?
So what's the first thing you said? Cater your audience.
Right.
No, the first thing you said was just a recap.
Right.
Equipment. Like,
right.
Start off with what you got.
Yeah.
Same. Find your audience. Structure your videos. What was that? When you just said?
Shit, I forgot.
Bro.
It was, shit. Oh, get a co-host.
Co-host. Invest your money where it matters. Oh.
Bro. I mean, just don't go too fast on the money. Like, you know, just start, unless you have it and you don't care about investing the money, you know, go ahead. But if you're starting out, just don't invest too much money into
it. Ask people.
Right.
People who you see have been doing it for a long time. Ask them, like, if you have questions and you want them answered, ask people who have already been doing it.
Right.
You know? Pick their brain, you know, meet up with them. Don't like try to bite off of them and make it seem like, you know, you're just trying to take from what they got and you're not really giving anything in return. That's another thing too, right? You gotta
give
to take.
And, yeah. Give and get.
Give and get, right, yeah.
Yeah, receive and get. Yeah, something like that.
Because, like, a lot of these people, we're going to be honest, a lot of these people who hit us up, they're just like, hey, let me be on the podcast. Like, straight up, no greeting,
yeah,
no nothing.
Right.
Like, what do you have to give?
Like, I mean, and see, sometimes they do have something to give, but you got to consider, hey, bro, I'm human too. Let's be professional or semi-formal, something. You know, hi, my name is this. I do this. Like, I want to be on the podcast because of this. It's a simple script. Follow it. Or don't, you don't have to follow it, but structure your first message around that. You know what I mean? But it's all good. It's all good. People got to learn somehow, some way.
That was the tip that I couldn't remember. When you're starting out, don't look at all these other, you know, bigger podcasts and expect yours to blow up right away. Like, people talk about this all the time. Don't expect your stuff to blow up all the way. Don't pay attention to the numbers, to the listens that you get, to
trust
the
me,
that you get.
We do the same. We have to do the same. Yeah. We still have to do that. You know,
just trust your process.
Right.
Trust your podcast and the message you're trying to get across. And if you believe in that shit,
be consistent. You know. Be consistent. If you believe in your shit, be consistent. Because I know you're going to see other people where they're like, oh, they start a YouTube or a podcast and they're like, go subscribe. And they, you know, off the back, they get way more subscribers than you off the back by just telling, you know, promoting on their Instagram. But let's be honest, do they really want it as much as you want it? Or are they going to stay consistent?
I don't know what that
or,
was. What this?
Yeah.
I think that's fireworks.
Oh, yeah, they are, actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's fireworks.
But, sorry. But are they going to stay consistent and put in the work as much as you are? Like, if you really want it and you want to get there, put in the work. Because, let's be honest, all the people with the fluff that get those easy subscribers just because they have a big Instagram following. You know, Instagram is a different platform than podcasts and YouTubing and you know, all those things. Instagram is way easier than these other platforms. It's easier to get followers and it's easier to get somebody's attention on Instagram and
it's
Twitter.
It's easier to fake it too.
Right, it's easier to fake it. So trust me, stay genuine, stay consistent, put in that work and just, you know, do what you love and you know, the path is gonna be created with you doing what you love. Yeah, basically. I don't know if that made any sense, but yeah. So
those are some good tips.
Yeah, I guess. But just to start wrapping it up, Hector, what's one question you want to leave the people, or you want me to do the question and you the statement? Or
I got
you. I got you.
So, New Year's. I want to know what it is that you guys got planned. What it is that you're planning for this New Year? And what is it that you're trying to stick to until the next year? That's all I want to know.
Me, stay genuine to yourself. And that's one statement. Got another poem.
Pioneer thought?
Yeah, that's one pioneer thought. I got another pioneer thought. There's no new year, new me type shit. There's only new year, harder grind type shit. There you go. Thank you guys again for tuning into the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Once again, please like, share, subscribe. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace out.
That was a quick outro.